The Organization of the Islamic Conference opens an emergency summit tomorrow in the Persian Gulf state of Qatar to discuss the impending U.S. attack on Iraq. The summit's part of a series of meetings of Arab and Gulf organizations called to discuss the Iraqi crisis, amid suggestions that Saddam Hussein be urged to step down to avoid a war. Yesterday in Qatar, the six countries that comprise the Gulf Cooperation Council failed to endorse that proposal, but they agreed to deploy forces in Kuwait to help block any Iraqi attack. NPR's Eric Westervelt reports from Kuwait City.
At a Kuwait port, the crew of a newly arrived Royal Bahrain Navy frigate shows off her firepower. At the push of a button, a harpoon missile, nestled in the bow, turns quickly and points skyward. The frigate is part of what's called the Peninsula Shield Force, now deploying to Kuwait under an agreement of the Gulf Cooperation Council. Kuwait's five Arabian neighbors have sent a few thousand ground troops, as well as a handful of ships, fighter jets, and attack helicopters to help the oil-rich emirate protect itself in case of a war on Iraq. Bahrain Navy Commander Yusuf Ahmed Malala.
And the time now have proven that these countries are collectively willing to support operation to defend other countries. And this is what we see right now, proper protection for Kuwait waters and its territories.
This is the first time in the turbulent 23-year history of the GCC that the Shield Force has been deployed proactively to protect a member state. Founded in the wake of the Iranian Revolution, the GCC's dreams of a European Union-style common currency and NATO-like mutual defense have never gotten off the ground. But Kuwait Colonel Yusuf Al-Mullah insists that the Peninsula Shield deployment shows that the GCC is united and strong.
As in any other society, there is different opinions, but when it comes to major points, we are one hand. The GCC countries are participating in major forces with Kuwait and with the Peninsula Shield to defend Kuwait.
But the fact is, the Shield Force is nowhere near large enough to repel any Iraqi counterattack. Kuwait University professor Saj Al-Ajmi says the force would rely on the support of American forces deployed in Kuwait.
Perhaps more symbolic, because it would definitely need all the kind of help that it can get for as long as Saddam is in power.
It wouldn't be the first time the Council's military forces were used as much for their symbolism as fighting power. During Operation Desert Storm in 1991, Iraq's 5th Mechanized Division briefly took over the eastern Saudi town of Ras al-Khafji. Pictures of ground troops from Qatar and Saudi Arabia helping U.S. forces retake the town were splashed across the Arab press. Professor Al-Ajmi notes that since the 91 war, GCC member states have settled some big border and economic disputes through quiet consultation. The GCC, he argues, remains the most viable diplomatic body in the Middle East. But now the six council members are in a politically awkward spot. All have publicly said no to war against Iraq, but all six are letting U.S. forces use their facilities for a possible attack with or without United Nations backing. Those political contradictions, Al-Ajmi says, reflect popular public sentiment in the Gulf.
They know for sure that Saddam must go, but they don't know what will happen that would follow suit. That's the scary thing. And I don't know if they can have it both ways, that they want him to be gone and the Iraqis want him to be gone, but they want that to happen painlessly. We have experienced war. We know what war is like. It's a miserable, catastrophic thing.
That's why most Kuwaitis are thankful that if the U.S. invades Iraq, American military power will, once again, be there to back up the Gulf Peninsula Shield Force. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Kuwait City.